Welcome to today's broadcast of Front Porch Talks. I'm Grayson Willis. Happy Easter. He has risen. He has risen indeed.
Hallelujah. What a good day to be on the radio, to be able to broadcast loud and clear the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm Kerry Willis, and I'm the co-host of this program with my son, Grayson, and we just want to thank you for tuning in. We know that you could be doing a lot of things at this moment. We pray that this next half hour will truly be a half hour of hope for your life. And we pray that it'll be an investment in eternal things. You know, today is a day of hope, Grayson. And churches across the globe have been celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He definitely is the greatest hope known to the planet. Recently, I made my 14th visit to the Holy Land. And I got to go to Jerusalem again. And Grayson, the good news is I visited three tombs that could have belonged to Jesus. And the best news is all three were empty. And so today, because we have the promise of an empty tomb, we have hope. Grayson, you think we have hope today?
Yes, I don't just think we have hope. I know we have hope. Yeah. And we know who is hope, and that's Jesus. The one who rose from the dead thousands of years ago. And like you said, all the tombs were empty. And this whole weekend from Good Friday all the way to Easter Sunday today is all good. It was painful for him those days, those hours. But now we can have eternal life because of the sacrifice that he made for us on the cross.
Yes, and that's why this is a holiday. But let me tell you, in capital letters, this is a holy day, and we celebrate the greatest hope known to mankind, humankind, men, women, boys, and girls. Hope has a name, and the name is Jesus. Well, today we have in our Front Porch Talk studio a dear friend, and I've been talking all this greatest hope idea. I was leading you somewhere. You probably knew I was, but we have the leader of Greater Hope Ministries with us today, and her name is Kathy Kipps. Kathy, how are you today?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's all joy whenever Kathy walks in the room. She is the salt of the earth, I'll tell you. And she is one of the real passionate voices of hope in the Shenandoah Valley. And we have a ministry here called Greater Hope Ministries. And I've known about the ministry for quite a few years. It's had some transition down through the ages, so to speak. But I want you to know today that there is the greatest hope known to humankind, that is Jesus. Mm-hmm. But here in the Shenandoah Valley, we also have greater hope, and it really points to Jesus. Kathy, tell us a little bit about Greater Hope, what the ministry is about, and on this Resurrection Sunday, go ahead and let us know why it is you would be the leader of an organization, really a ministry known as Greater Hope Ministries.
Because of our Lord, who just dropped me right into that ministry and gave me a heart for it, I'm here today to say I'm so glad that God is the God of greater hope. I've seen so many people come into our groups that didn't have any hope. We've had people that were ready to commit suicide. And when they found out that there's a hope through Jesus Christ, through this ministry that offers Christ redemptive love and sexual addictions and relational brokenness, they find that there's hope. There's hope through greater hope and through Jesus Christ.
Yes, I agree wholeheartedly. As a matter of fact, this year, I've come on to the board of Greater Hope. I haven't served on too many boards because I have to serve on my own board at the local church. And sometimes that's enough board meeting. But I could not resist when the Kipps came by and asked me to pray. And so I'm really kind of I'm in the deep end of the pool right now with Greater Hope Ministries, and I want to tell you why. Greater Hope Ministries is focused literally around the cross of Jesus Christ. Talk to us a little bit, Kathy, about how essential the cross is and how you bring it into the healing ministry of Greater Hope.
I can tell you, we don't have a class without taking a cross along if there's not one, whatever facility we're operating in. We literally take a big cross along with us, and that is the focal point of every meeting, and because we can't do any ministry without focusing on the cross. That's where Jesus does the work.
Well, we're sitting here in the Front Porch Talk studio, and I've had a few people in here, and they've commented at times. It also serves as the office of my pastorate, But really, it's Grayson's office. It's his studio. But he lets me in every once in a while. But I have some paraphernalia around the room. And I'm sitting here right now. I'm looking at a great big red cross. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's got a crown of thorns on it. And it's empty because he's come off of it. And then I look at my altar. I have a wooden altar. And it has crosses on both sides of it. And I just love the cross. And it's not just symbolic. It is symbolic of something wonderful. But it's more than a symbol, because in the cross of Jesus Christ, we find our healing. There is no other place of wholeness except in the cross of Jesus. Now, I know your husband, he's a little bit of a carpenter himself. Mm-hmm. And so tell us about the ministry that he has ongoing that has to do with the cross itself.
My husband is a craftsman of some beautiful crosses that he makes from old wood that he had just saved for an unknown purpose when he bought it. And now he creates these beautiful crosses that he sells and doesn't keep a penny, but the monies are donated back to Greater Hope for our scholarship fund.
Wow. Yeah, I remember last year at the banquet, we were at the Greater Hope banquet, and we're going to talk about this year's banquet before this program ends. But Ron got up and he had these old rugged crosses that he had made. And the Lord just spoke to my heart and basically said, you're going to own one of those. And I was glad to own one. And I got my money out of my pocket and just handed it to Ron, brought my cross home. Just recently, I was preaching on a Sunday morning, and I was talking about forgiveness. And I talked about the Old Testament character Joseph and how his life points us to the cross, because he forgave those scoundrel brothers of his for selling him as a slave, and he forgave them. And that definitely points us to the cross, points us to Jesus. And so I'm so glad that I get to own one of Ron's old rugged crosses. At the end of my message, I had that old rugged cross from Greater Hope, and I was walking from one side of the platform to the other, just waving it as we were singing worship to the King, because the cross is where it is. You know, Paul said, I only boast in the cross of Jesus Christ. There's no other place for us to put our confidence, in other words. And what Jesus accomplished on the cross is worked out very practically at Greater Hope Ministries. Kathy, tell us a little bit about the type of folk who come into your program and some of the programming that you offer, in case someone listening today would find this program to be a half hour of hope literally for their lives, because they not only got pointed to the cross, but they got pointed to a crossroads called Greater Hope Ministry, where they can make a new future reality.
Oftentimes we have people that are really at the end of their rope when they hear about Greater Hope. So we have people who have perhaps been addicted to pornography or other sexual issues, brokenness for many years. We have people come that are, you know, just teenagers to retirement age. And as we point people to the cross and they realize that there is hope, that there's a way. One of our groups that I'd like to talk about is our Living Waters. That's our intensive, deep inner healing 20-week group. And I don't know anyone that's ever put any effort into that group that didn't come in one way and leave another, because Amen. Christ did the work to bring the healing in their hearts and to forgive or to come to terms with wounding from a parent and childhood. Speaks so much into the direction that our lives go. And so we take those weeks in Living Waters to go back and look at mother wounding or father wounding or abuse or narcissism that developed because of circumstances in our homes. But, you know, Christ meets us every time that we'll allow him to meet us in those situations.
Isn't that the truth? I mean, the idea that your life can be changed, transformed, doesn't matter what you've been through, doesn't matter how broken you believe you are, the cross is a place where you can come and find the greater hope of healing through the greatest hope, Jesus Christ. Kathy, I want to ask a personal question. What gets you involved in leading a ministry like this? Because it really is frontline ministry, and it's not something for the faint of heart. So talk to us a little bit about maybe how you came to be the leader of Greater Hope in this juncture of the ministry, mm-hmm. and why it is that you believe it's important that you lay your life down in this fashion.
I like to share in my testimony, I spent about the first half of my life living in my brokenness, very relationally broken, and just a broken home. A lot of us come from some sort of background where we didn't come from a healthy home. However, when I found Jesus and began to realize how much he loves me and that I could learn to love, I went through years of healing myself, and it's ongoing, but just knowing what Christ has done for me, how can I not help others? He literally dropped me into the ministry of Greater Hope. I knew very little about Greater Hope when I was praying and said, God, is there someplace you want to use me?
Amen.
And of course, he led me right there at the time that the former director was going to leave, and the rest is history. But, you know, I am rewarded every day that I see someone find freedom from their past, from their brokenness, because of Greater Hope.
I love what you said, that you really didn't know what you were getting into, that the Lord just sort of dropped you into it. And that must mean that he could trust you, Kathy, with this deep, tender type of ministry. Not everyone is cut out to work with folk that struggle with the brokenness that you have seen, and but also the healing that you have witnessed. I know that I've been to the banquets, and it's amazing what happens at one of these banquets.
Kathy, just talk to us a little bit about what people can expect if they were to come to the Greater Hope Banquet. What kind of things happen at the banquet?
Well, aside from the fact that we do offer a very nice complimentary dinner.
I'll say hallelujah to that.
We have some testimonies that are always so powerful, and that's the thing that people remember the most from any event. But we have two special people that I just cried when I read their applications, having already known them a little of what they've been through. And they are going to be sharing Christ's redemptive plan in their lives at this banquet. And I'm probably going to have my tissues ready because I just love what Christ has done in their lives. And we have this speaker that I'm really excited about this year that suffered at the hand of his own father with sexual abuse from the age of 5 all the way through his teen years. And he has a beautiful story of redemption and forgiveness that you just wouldn't want to miss.
What is his name, the speaker this year? I think it's Danny.
Danny Wallace.
Danny Wallace mm-hmm. is coming. Mm-hmm. Where's he from, Kathy?
He is from the Atlanta, Georgia area.
Okay.
Well known, as a matter of fact, speaks on numerous TV, radio shows, and also is a gifted singer.
So he'll be speaking that evening, but also sharing in music.
Yes, he will.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, while we're here, let's go ahead and get the date and the time and the location of the banquet.
Yes. Our banquet is April 24th. That's a Monday evening this year, right here at Harrisonburg First Church of the Nazarene. We'll be opening the doors at 5:30 for a silent auction, our first silent auction, and at 6:30 we'll have our dinner.
Okay. Now, this is coming up pretty quickly. So it's like a week from tomorrow. Today's Easter Sunday, and tomorrow is Monday. And then 1 week later, at 5:30, the doors will open here at Harrisonburg First Church of the Nazarene, 1871 Boyers Road in Harrisonburg. And then we'll begin with the actual dinner and program at, what, about 6:30?
6:30, that's okay. Correct.
Mm-hmm. Wanted to make sure we heard that. Now, if someone's listening, Kathy, and they would like to be a part of the banquet, it's not too late, so how would they be able to make a phone call or an email, get in touch with you just to get their name on the list?
Absolutely. The Greater Hope office number, 540-574-4189. My email address is kkipps@greaterhope.org. You can also go on the website, find us on Facebook. There's just a number of ways to get in touch with us.
Okay, now you were probably scrambling for paper and pencil. So, Kathy, give that phone number one more time and your email once more.
540-574-4189. The email is kkipps@greaterhope.org.
I will tell you, friends, I've been to my share of Greater Hope banquets. It must tell you something that I would have Kathy in here in the Front Porch Talk studio in order to tell you about Greater Hope Ministries. So we validate the ministry at Greater Hope. And I pray that if just one person today would decide to come and be a part of this banquet and find transformation or healing or even become an investor in Greater Hope, it would be worth the whole banquet. Because Greater Hope really believes that one soul is worth the whole world. Jesus talked about what would we give in exchange for our soul? Would you gain the whole world? So the idea is that in the eyes of Christ, and I can tell you, friends, in the eyes of Greater Hope, one soul is that valuable. And so I hope that some of you will consider being a part of Greater Hope Ministries. Now, you also have a website, I believe, Kathy. Would you mind to share the address or how they might get to Greater Hope website?
That's easy. It's at greaterhope.org.
Greaterhope.org. And you can go there and read more about what we're talking about. Now, I want to kind of circle the wagon and go back to something we were talking about earlier. These testimonies that are at the banquet are something else. I don't know how else to say it. I can tell you that I've heard a lot of good testimonies in my life. I can also tell you that many of the most moving testimonies I have heard have been at a Greater Hope banquet. These testimonies are not made up. They are very real. The people are extremely vulnerable, but they're not overly transparent. You know what I mean by that? They speak it for the public to hear it. But I will tell you, they do not make any apologies for saying how broken their life had been, but how now they have found hope in Jesus Christ. And so if you just want to be encouraged by testimony, I would invite you to consider being part of Greater Hope this year, the banquet, coming up next Monday night. And so you know how to get in touch. We've given you all that information. I want to share a scripture that came to mind while Kathy was talking about those powerful testimonies. As a matter of fact, Grayson, this is the scripture that we found this program on. I mean, it's the foundational scripture of Front Porch Talks. It is this, Revelation 12 and verse 11. And they have defeated him, who? That old liar, the serpent, the devil. And they have defeated him by the blood of the Lamb and by their testimony, by the word of their testimony. And they did not love their lives so much that they were afraid to die. Now, this is a huge scripture in Revelation. But Grayson and I believe that Front Porch Talks is all about getting the testimony out, the word of the testimony of the people of God. And so, Grayson, when you were hearing Kathy talk about testimony, I know you probably were also thinking a little bit about that scripture. We know that the blood of Jesus is never in question. It's always there for us to plead. It's the word of our testimony that is sometimes in question. And so, Grayson, I think we ought to just take a brief moment here and just pause and have you pray for the banquet. Pray for those who will be giving their testimony, especially. Also for Danny Wallace, who will be sharing his testimony in word and song. And let's just do a little bit of praying right here, Grayson, that the witness of the testimony will bear fruit for eternity at the Greater Hope Banquet.
Lord, we just thank you, first of all, for Greater Hope Ministry and their ministry that they do in this community. And we thank you for Kathy and Ron Kipps and the leadership that they provide for this ministry, Lord. And we want to come before you today and thank you for the ministry, but we also want to pray for the ministry and pray specifically for the banquet coming up in about 8 days or so that'll be happening at our church on the 24th of April. And we just pray for all involved in the planning and all that'll attend. And we pray for the speaker as he will be sharing his testimony and also in music, Lord. We just pray that you will guide and direct him and give him the words to speak and help him to convey the message that you would have him to convey through his testimony, Lord. And we pray about all the other activities and things that will be going on that night, and also about the future of Greater Hope Ministry and those that can find help through it, Lord. We pray that they would find their way to this ministry and also be a part of the banquet, if that would be your will for them, Lord. And also pray for those who help sponsor the ministry, Lord. We pray for them also, Lord. And we just thank you in advance for what you've done in this ministry and what you're going to do through this ministry, Lord. And we ask all this in your name. Amen.
Amen. We agree with that prayer. And Grayson was talking about praying for the sponsors. You know, Greater Hope Ministry survives on donations. People who believe that having a ministry like this in the Shenandoah Valley and beyond, actually, Greater Hope is making its way over the mountain to Charlottesville now. But we believe that it's that important. And my wife, Kim, and I, we've been supporters of Greater Hope for quite a long time. It's just a monthly check that we send. And our little bit, added to everybody else's little bit, makes it possible for us to have a ministry like this. Now, if you're out there today and you'd like to sponsor Greater Hope, you might say, you know, I can't get to the banquet. It's a week from now. I've got plans. But I really would like to plant a seed in this ministry. I believe this is good soil. And I would like to give to this ministry. Kathy, if someone wanted to mail a check to Greater Hope, could you give the mailing address?
Yes, that could be sent to Greater Hope at P.O. Box 772, Harrisonburg, Virginia 22803.
So say that one more time, because I want to make sure. I believe there's at least a few people listening today that would say, I think that would be an investment that I would celebrate to be a part of Greater Hope. So just for you, we're going to give that name and address one more time in case you'd like to send a donation to this ministry.
Donations may be sent to Greater Hope, P.O. Box 772, Harrisonburg, Virginia 22803.
What a beautiful, beautiful invitation. You know, Grace and I don't ask for money on Front Porch Talks, but we don't mind asking for other ministries because we believe in the ministry of Greater Hope. And we believe in Kathy and Ron Kipps and all of those who make part of the leadership team. And, you know, it's just a handful of people that are really making this ministry a reality. In some ways, Kathy and Ron, they are the ministry of Greater Hope. And I love that. If you know anything about me, you know that I believe that the ministry begins with people. And when you have good people, that's your number one resource right there. When you have people who are in love with Jesus and who have broken hearts for what breaks his heart, you can know that you have your best resources already in place. Kathy, I know you went through some of the programming. You told some of the ways that people might be able to come and to find healing for their lives. Is there anything else in the course of the year that you would like to just talk, elaborate on, where people might come and find hope for their own lives in the setting that you provide? And you might even talk a little bit about the setting itself.
In those 6 months from summer through fall, when we're not doing Living Waters, we actually offer men's and women's groups, generally separately. We often have men. The big issue is pornography today, quite honestly. Usually Ron or some of the other men are leading groups to help in that arena of the pornography. So there'll be a men's group going on quite often at our facility where the Greater Hope office is located. And I'll have a women's group. Oftentimes we do a supportive along a boundaries group or relational things. Often that's what the women are looking for. So we'll have some separate groups for men and women throughout the rest of the year. We're also available for prayer ministry there at our Greater Hope office. We offer referrals for counseling. We have a quarterly newsletter. And we don't have one at this point, but we do offer a support group for parents who have children who are struggling with various sexual addictions, perhaps struggling with same-sex addiction, and the parents need a support group. And we have had that ongoing in the past.
Exactly. So there's a lot of things going on here. And I just really ask that all of you who love Jesus, that you would pray and plead the blood of Jesus over Greater Hope Ministries. You know, the enemy hates a ministry like this. We don't give him much acclaim, but we do know we have a real enemy. And we know that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So we have Jesus. And we believe that because Greater Hope centers around the cross of Jesus Christ, it's kind of like that t-shirt you can buy at truck stops. I've seen it. It's an old rugged cross. And it says on the t-shirt, Jesus beat the devil with a big ugly stick. And so when I'm ever a part of Greater Hope, often I think of the big ugly stick, the cross. And what happens when people come in this environment and begin to study and pray and confess in a very safe environment, then the Lord comes and makes you dangerous to the enemy. And that's my prayer. My prayer is that people who are listening even today would say, you know what? Maybe this is the lifeline that God has thrown in my direction to see healing and recovery and restoration and renewal in my own life. So today, if you feel like you don't have hope, I'm encouraging you to know that if you're breathing, there is still hope for you in the name of Jesus. And your life may be seemingly hopeless, but the key word, I promise you, is seemingly, because there is hope in the name of the Lord. And there is certainly hope in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. And on this day of hope, Resurrection Sunday? I mean, why do you think we celebrate some 2,000 years later the fact that Jesus is alive? I like to say it this way. He came out of his grave so he could call us out of ours. This Easter Sunday, I will preach and will have preached by the time this program is heard. And one of the lines I prepare to say this Easter is this. Easter marks the death of death. Easter marks the death of death. And I believe today we ought to be dancing on the tombstone of death, because Jesus has come to be our life, our very life, our hope, our lifeline. And so I pray that today your heart is warmed. Kathy, just for a few minutes, is there anything you want to say? Maybe take just a moment to speak to that person who may need that last little bit of encouragement to contact Greater Hope and just to have a conversation on the telephone anonymously. You wouldn't even need to give your name. And so, Kathy, you share maybe just a plea or a word of encouragement and then give the phone number one more time to Greater Hope Ministries.
I promise you, if you make that phone call to 540-574-4189, you'll get a compassionate voice, a listening ear, and a prayer. And we hope that you'll feel comfortable, that you can know that you're safe, everything's confidential, and most of all, that the Lord Jesus Christ has so much more for you than that place you're living in.
Hallelujah. And maybe you're listening today and you're thinking, I couldn't tell anyone my situation. Well, you can tell it to Jesus. And you know what? You can tell it to Greater Hope. You do not have to walk alone. It doesn't matter. I mean, it matters. But it doesn't matter what you've been through. It doesn't matter how embarrassed you are or how much brokenness that you have had to endure. We are here to tell you that the rest of your days can be the best of your days because Jesus has come out of the grave with healing in his wings. And earlier, Kathy made a statement. It wasn't verbatim what I'm going to say, but it's what I heard. And I think it is a very important statement. Basically, what I heard Kathy say was, if you are at the end of your rope, grab a hold of Greater Hope. I think that's a great line. You may be at the end of your rope today, but I want you to know you can turn a loose and grab a hold of Greater Hope. And Greater Hope will point you to the greatest hope, and that is the resurrected Lord Jesus Christ. Well, we've done about all we know to do today. It is the greatest day on the calendar, the day when death died and life became ours forevermore. So I pray that this broadcast today has been a half hour of hope for your life. And we're going to have a little bit of music to kind of close down the program now. But please know it is a day of celebration.
Today's broadcast of Front Porch Talks is sponsored by Sunshine Ministries.